I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer. Today on Mission Network News, hurricane recovery and global education. God is working behind the scenes of every headline to reach people and grow his kingdom. Find your place in these stories and more here on Mission Network News. Initial search and rescue efforts are wrapping up 2 weeks after Hurricane Dorian left portions of the Bahamas in pieces. The death toll currently stands at 51, but experts warn it will rise as aid workers discover more bodies. Hurricane season can be a grim affair in the Caribbean, where Transworld Radio broadcasts from Bonaire to surrounding islands, including the Bahamas. TWR's Steve Sean says they want to highlight hope in the aftermath of storms like Dorian.
When a storm does hit an area and people's lives are affected, we put special programming on the air. These are usually programs that deal with how to cope with difficulty in life, how to cope with disaster, how to put your hope in Christ. Also, how to deal with grief and how to deal with loss.
The Atlantic hurricane season isn't over yet. Forecasters predict 2 to 9 more named storms in 2019, including a few more major hurricanes like Dorian. Team up with TWR on our Facebook page to pray through the rest of the hurricane season.
There's a lot of open water out there in the Caribbean and in the Atlantic, and our prayers can be that those storm tracks take those storms mainly through open water and away from places of heavy population.
And our next two headlines focus on education. First, teachers are becoming a rare commodity for many ministries and schools around the world. David Durant with Teach Beyond.
And one of the things that we see as a major challenge for us is matching the ever-growing need globally with a smaller number of U.S.-Canadian teachers that are willing to come serve.
The reasons for this shortage may vary, but whatever the reason, Teach Beyond wants new ways to help fill gaps in their needs abroad.
Teach Beyond sees an opportunity to provide a lot of this equipping as teachers come to us, as members come to us that have a heart for education and maybe don't have the license or don't have the education. And it provides Teach Beyond the opportunity to actually provide the education to equip them to provide the teaching service that we're looking around the world.
God is also raising up new sources of teaching staff. In the past, Teach Beyond relied primarily on North American teachers. Today, South African, Filipino, Brazilian, and local national teachers are taking their place. Please pray God would continue to raise up new staff for Teach Beyond's mission of transformational education. And it's back to school season around the world. Students at Bethlehem Bible College in Palestine are facing unusual challenges. Political uncertainty and lack of financial resources are the biggest ones. Gabriel Hanna with BBC.
Students are really seeking a better education, but at the same time, the future is not clear. Many people are leaving the country seeking better life. And that's a challenging issue. You know, like, for example, the Christians population, you know, it's less than 1%.
Bethlehem Bible College works hard to help students stay in the region instead of continuing their education elsewhere.
In spite of all the challenges, at the same time, we are continuing. We don't give up. We are developing a lot of curriculums. We are developing a lot of activities. And these activities, to be honest with you, it needs financial aid. The students' fees cannot cover these financial aid. But what to do? To leave? To give up? No. We depend on people like you. We don't say no to anybody. We never said no to anybody. If you don't have the money, no. If you want to study the Word of God, you are most welcome.
Bethlehem Bible College teaches more than 100 students about God's Word every year. Learn more and find your place in these stories and more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? This month, Transworld Radio offers a free booklet called Stories of Hope. It lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.